Sadly, it all comes to an end tonight. Season 3 of Below Deck Med. We're going to just talk about all the reunion. Captain Sandy has a lot of opinions. Casey has a lot of opinions. And this love triangle still has not died. Let's go, guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Sitting in the morning sun.
I mean, I feel like this is just like...
Nice way to go out.
Floating into the horizon.
I wish the reunion had kind of floated into the horizon a little bit. I got a little contentious there for a moment.
It was a little rocky.
A little rocky bit of a reunion, but that's why we watch, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I am your host, Laura L. Thomas, and I'm joined by a couple lovely ladies tonight.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kaylee Stump.
Hey guys, I'm Heather Geisler.
Oh, y'all, it's done.
I know.
I mean, over under, what do we think? Overall thoughts of the reunion of this season? Are we fans? Give me your thoughts.
This season was so much fun to cover and to get to know all the people on the ship and just, you know, like we said last episode, I feel like we're friends with them. And as far as the reunion, it just brought up everything that we've talked about, the drama. Yeah. It was interesting to see Joao's reaction.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. He was like a different hippopotamus tonight.
He was
a totally different dude. I know. Like, who is this man?
Joao, but... Jezebob, and now...
Oh, my goodness.
Reunion Joao.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, I love this season, of course. I'm always going to be a fan, and I particularly loved this crew dynamic.
Yeah.
The reunion, I wish we had heard more from certain people. I felt like it was monopolized, but we talked about the juicy stuff, so...
Yep. Yeah, and we were actually talking about this before, because we were wondering, could they have split this reunion into two parts? I don't necessarily think so, but I could have used another, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I could have had a 90-minute reunion.
Mm-hmm. I could have listened to a little bit more Colin, a little more Jamie, you know, our favorites, like, even more Adam.
Yeah.
But obviously all the drama had to be focused on, you know, the main.
I feel like Jamie asked one question.
I know, and Colin only got, like, one word in, and it wasn't his, like, funny Colin way.
That's really what I wanted to see more of. I wanted to see more of the lighthearted kind of, it was very drama-heavy.
It was.
So I wanted to see a little bit more of the, like, the lighthearted, even Jamie and her one comment was a little pointed and little, like, ooh, girl, she getting in there.
Yeah.
Oh, but we're going to break it all down for you right here. Right now. So let's talk about, let's start with Captain Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Sandy kind of kicked things off, and she was very opinionated about her crew this year. Mm-hmm. She immediately went in on Hannah. Obviously, they had their sort of drama this season, but I kept thinking in the very beginning, I was like, is this a reunion or a therapy session?
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like Hannah was getting out owning where she was wrong to Captain Sandy, and Captain Sandy was owning where she was wrong to Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about her comments with Hannah?
Yeah. I mean, she was saying how they had smoothed everything over off camera, and then they're just kind of, Andy tried to rehash it on camera during the reunion, but they were both like, we've, you know, smoothed everything over.
Yeah.
All of our problems that we had during the season, we've talked about it, we've moved on.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of Hannah apologizing and saying that she had an attitude and feeling bad.
I thought it was crazy when she said the comment, I'm done. You either respect my position or there's no position for Hannah.
I was just going to bring that up because that caught me off guard. Because if they had apologized for everything, and then it felt like she was going back a little bit. Like, but I wouldn't work with her again if, you know, she did X, Y, and Z.
You know what I was really happy about? I was happy when Andy called Captain Sandy out a little bit. Because as we were talking about all season, she was kind of rubbing me the wrong way in a lot of ways this season. Mm-hmm. And I was happy that Andy brought up sort of a viewer comment calling her out on her attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, saying like, you seem to have a little bit of a better than, you know, your crew attitude. Or just, I don't know, just kind of called her out in that moment. Yeah. And I think that she... Obviously, she's a captain, so she needs to have that comes with a certain amount of authority. But at the same time, I do think that last season, Captain Sandy versus this season, Captain Sandy, were night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer last season.
I do, too. Think. And she kept saying tonight how she's been nothing but fair. But she continued her attitude, I feel like, tonight on the reunion, even, yeah. after their charter from this whole entire season, mm-hmm. calling out Conrad.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get into that. Yeah. For sure. Because, whoa.
You know, and then flip-flopping, saying that she feels she wishes that she would have said nice things about Hannah mm-hmm. when she was doing a good mm-hmm. job right. and complimented her. And then praising Joao, and then even when, you know, Andy brought up, well, Joao was making a lot of people feel uncomfortable on the boat.
Right.
How do you feel even looking back, seeing those scenes? And she's like, you know what, that's not even my, you know, problem. I don't, it's like, I feel like it's still kind of unfair.
I feel like she was talking out of both sides of her mouth yeah. in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, though, preferring Sandy last season. And I forget, who is the captain from Below Deck?
Captain Lee,
yeah. So I feel like the reason why I like it, like they kind of juxtapose each other. Mm-hmm. So if we both have captains that are kind of hard butts,
yeah,
you know, I can't really
nice
either. You know, I like seeing the difference between the two, but. Yeah. Now, Captain Sandy is more along the lines of Captain Lee and sternness, yeah. so it creates a different dynamic on the boat.
The thing that I really respected about Captain Sandy last year was that she was very nurturing. She took her crew mm-hmm. under her wing. She found pride in taking responsibility for her crew, you know, teaching them when they needed teachable moments, letting them, you know, drive the mm-hmm. boat, you know, occasionally, which I guess she did this year, but mm-hmm. it seemed less nurturing and less kind of like taking them under her wing this season and more dictator.
I think that's why Andy had asked her, is it because of viewer comments for right? last season mm-hmm. or, you know, you saw how you were portrayed and maybe you didn't like that. So
yeah.
And
that is
quite
what
possible.
She said in her interviews at the very beginning of this season. She's like, don't mistake my kindness for, you know, being a pushover.
Yeah.
So she kind of warned us as viewers and audiences
that it was coming.
Going into it, that it was kind of coming and she's not going to be the same Captain Sandy that we've seen before.
It's true. Well, speaking of not being the same Captain Sandy, she lit into Conrad.
Yikes.
I mean, she laid into him.
Again, you would think mm-hmm. that she would kind of drop it and at least try to see his side. And she doesn't even let him talk.
No.
Or defend himself at all.
No. And was she, do we think that she's justified? Was she fair in her comments? Because to me, obviously, as a viewer who is not on the, I mean, I'm not a captain. I'm not on the boat. I'm just a viewer. I'm just mm-hmm. a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. But it seemed to me like she was a little rough on Conrad.
Yeah, it sounded like everybody else had a different opinion that Hannah and Conrad did do their job for the most part.
Yeah.
It seems like Sandy had a much bigger issue with it, and maybe she only was very aware of it because she knew that they had a relationship. So then every time they would be smoking, she probably took note of that.
Yeah. It's almost one of those things, I think, where I don't know. It's like if you have a paper cut, you know, and you like on your finger, and at first it's just a little paper cut, but then you realize how much you're using your hands and how mm-hmm. much that paper cut is bothering you, even though it's a tiny little thing. Mm-hmm. It's like everything that I do, that paper cut is still there, and everything becomes about the paper cut. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it was their relationship was her paper cut.
Yeah.
Like every mm-hmm. time that she saw them together, it irritated her. Every time they were on the bow together, it irritated her. You know, just because she found out that they were in a relationship.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
So bizarre. Like, and she's so, when she's set in her opinion about someone with yeah. Joao, with Conrad, she will not listen to any outside, you know, everyone tonight on the reunion, kind of like you were saying, kind of defending Conrad. Mm-hmm. She will not listen to it.
No.
She's set in her ways and she won't let him speak. And Conrad tweeted tonight, he goes, if your only problem with me was smoking, you would have spoken to me during the season, not on national TV. You travel around the country doing motivational speaking, but tell me I'm going nowhere in front of millions. Practice what you preach.
Oh, I love that tweet. Mm-hmm. I really do, because I felt so bad for him. I felt like he was cornered and he wasn't given an opportunity yeah. to stand up for himself.
Not at all.
From her. And, you know, she's demanding respect from him. He's your bosun. Mm-hmm. He was your bosun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have a little respect.
Yeah.
For him. Have the conversation off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? She was extremely harsh. And Conrad said he tried to contact her and text her.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, she's like, we'll talk about it when I see you at the reunion. Right. When she had, you know, whatever conversation she did have with Hannah, yeah. they smoothed things over
yeah.
long before the reunion mm-hmm. off camera. And so, yeah.
And so it seemed like a more constructive conversation tonight, whereas, like, it felt like an attack on Conrad.
It definitely felt like an attack. And I think she was kind of out of line saying, he's never going to make it. And, that's very hurtful, you know? If you want to encourage people or be a motivational speaker, like he says, you can't say things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, it really hurts. I hate it. I loved the sort of like gladiator music that was playing in the background whenever they were rolling all of her footage. And it was like everything that was like Captain Sandy. I mean, I literally thought that we were like Romans in the arena, just like, I don't know if it's even Romans.
Yeah, that was intense.
But it was pretty funny. What do we think about her comments that Brooke was the MVP and Casey was the most improved?
Casey was the most improved.
Mm-hmm. I mean, where we started with Casey.
She started from the bottom of the barrel.
If she wasn't the most improved.
You can only go up from there.
Exactly. So, but no, Brooke is MVP. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like, so last episode I had said Casey was my MVP, but after I thought about it, I was like, wait, no, she was most improved. I wanted to say MVP was Adam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually got a couple of comments about that too, that we have some other people that agreed that Adam was their MVP.
Yeah, I definitely think he was. And we started the reunion, you know, showing how well he did feeding the charter guests and then, but he corrected feeding everybody else on the boat. So I wanted to hear more of him from this reunion.
Yeah. You know?
So, and I think he could be the MVP.
I think he was flying under the radar this season. He was so present during last season's reunion that I think this one, it was, you could tell when he was sitting back and watching them roll that footage of his cooking, he was so proud.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It was really cool to see that.
He was kind of the center of the ship that everyone could come to, like tell all the gossip to. And he was just like, I don't want to be involved. But he stepped in when he needed to. Like, we saw the footage of him on the bus with when Joelle was attacking Hannah or whatever. So I felt like, he played it cool.
Yeah, he killed it.
Yeah.
He's like Wells the bartender.
Oh.
Bachelor of Paradise. Sorry, a little Bachelor in Paradise.
You're right. That's
comment. But he is. He's like the Wells of this, you know, of this.
But to go back to Brooke as the MVP, I think she obviously did do a really, really good job. And especially towards the end when Hannah was slacking, which she admittedly said that she was doing. She finally admitted to Brooke picking up, you know, her slack and, you know, doing what she wasn't doing, even though she was supposed to and she's the boss. But
we even got a Brooke and Hannah hug tonight, which at the end of the season,
I told you so moment.
A little bit, but we'll get into that for sure. Before we get into that, our MVP obviously is Miss Maria and the AfterBuzz network that she has created. So on that note, Heather, can you give us a little note?
Yes, AfterBuzzers, thank you for watching and listening. And here's the little message we have for you. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. We have drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve the television fans, but we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about notifications, you don't have to be because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
You guys truly have been so amazing all season long. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful, and it's just been, it's made this job a joy. So as always, thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
Let's chat about this love triangle that shall not die.
Yes.
oh
my gosh.
Wow, where to begin? Let's start with Joao. Who was the guy that we saw tonight? Because I don't think it was Joao.
Yeah, it was definitely the softer side of Joao trying to show audiences that he can be softer and that he has learned, but it's still the manipulative side of Joao.
Right. I can't read him. I don't know if it's real or not.
I feel scared a little bit because I'm like, I don't know what to believe.
I don't know.
I'm very confused. And the part that I kept going back to watching this show is that, watching this reunion tonight, was that Joao had a giant mirror held up in front of him for the past 2-3 months with this show airing and has not made a lot of friends and a lot of fans in terms of, you know, the response. I mean, he's sort of been the villain of this boat. And tonight, I just felt like he was just sitting there like a puppy dog with his tail tucked between his legs.
Right. Yeah.
Just trying to, like, backpedal for months of bad behavior because it was finally thrust in his face.
Yes.
Do we think that's a fair assessment?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt like maybe this season humbled him if everything tonight was genuine, because I am unsure, especially when he got up and walked away. I don't know what to believe, and maybe that's because of the whole season. So I think if we get to see him on another season and his whole demeanor is different, then I think we could be like, okay, he learned from the first season that he was on.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, you can't just say sorry and I did all this stuff and then gain the trust back.
Yeah. And his bad boy behavior clearly continued after the charter, because it will take this entire season of him seeing himself and his actions on camera and having it being played back to him to hopefully come to terms and realize and kind of fix himself. Because when Casey brought up all the texts and Brooke realizing that he's been lying, but even with that, he was still trying to cover his ass and still kind of being manipulative and lying even during the reunion.
Yeah,
when they were bringing all that up.
Yeah,
he felt in a lot of ways almost coached or rehearsed, or just very much like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to take responsibility for the things that I did on the show that, you know, that kind of made me the bad guy. I'm going to take responsibility for where I hurt, you know, the game that I played. He said his biggest regret was the game that he played on the boat with Casey and with Brooke. I just wonder, I don't know, I just wonder how genuine, like, his comments to Hannah were about, I respect you for owning up to your, you know, behavior on the boat. I fully respect you. That's 100% a different version of Joelle than we saw. Him defending Conrad to Captain Sandy. I mean, we saw him for 6 weeks, you know, on this charter have nothing but disrespect for Conrad, and then all of a sudden he's coming here, and maybe, like, maybe he did learn his lesson, and let's hope that that's the case. But to me, it just seemed a little too like put together, a little too,
I think he
calculated
went,
almost.
Yeah. He went into the reunion wanting to be the good guy and wanting to apologize for all of his actions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once Casey kind of stuck up for herself and stood up for, you know, all the texts that were going back and forth, I feel like he was kind of blindsided. I don't think he expected her to come out with all that. And then he didn't expect Brooke's reaction, you know, being surprised and accusing him of lying. And so I think that's what brought on the tears, because he thought he
got caught.
He was overwhelmed.
Again, I mean, he got caught. He got caught in, like, literally, like, this is not edited. This is not editing. This is, like, in this moment, in front of everybody, you're being called on your actions. Like, kind of got cornered. How do we feel? Okay, Casey had a lot of opinions tonight.
It was the Casey show tonight.
It really
in
was.
In my opinion, it was the Casey show.
Which kind of annoyed me.
Me too.
It really kind of annoyed me, because I was just like, all of a sudden, this girl who, I don't know, I mean,
she wanted to create a fight. She wanted that drama, because she was just kind of like dishing it all out. And I mean, Brooke, I felt like, handled it very well. She was on the verge of tears, I think, the entire episode.
Yeah.
But I felt like Casey was very callous. And it was obvious, though, that they don't have a relationship off of the boat anyway, so I don't think she necessarily cared about Brooke's feelings. Because Andy even said, well, why are you, if you know that Brooke is uncomfortable with this, why
because continue? She likes the attention. That's all it is. She is a 20-year-old girl that is hot, and she likes the attention of this guy, especially if he's with somebody else, because it just makes her feel more desirable.
And she just played two hands of it. She's blaming Joao for texting her and flirting with her and, you know, being hurting Brooke, But then at the very end, she completely defends Joao and says he's a genuine guy and that he's one of her good, good friends. It's like, what
but
point
if you're
are we getting at?
If this is one of your good friends, like truly, if she's defending her friendship with Joao and he was the only guy that was there for me from the very beginning and he's a great guy and I really like him and we're just, we have a great friendship, then why throw him under the bus? That was my whole thing. Like, why are you stirring the pot? Why are you throwing it? Why are you outing him on national TV now? Why are you trying to sabotage his relationship with Brooke right here in front of you? If you guys are that close and that good of friends, like, is what's the point?
That's so
maybe she's trying to make herself feel better for the fact that she was continuing the love triangle with Joao after he left the boat. Because she knows probably deep down that she's in the wrong. Why would you continue? Like, he's your friend. No, he chose Brooke. He's dating Brooke.
Yeah.
You guys had a fling. You liked each other before this. And so since you have that history, if he is fully in a relationship with the girl who is not you, because he didn't choose you, you need to end all relations. And so I think she was trying to put the blame on him, even though she is half to blame as well.
I think I think Joao is 100% responsible, and I think Casey is 100% responsible. Yeah. You are both responsible for your actions. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, if there is a relationship going on and you choose to insert yourself into that relationship, whether it be a friendship, whether it be a flirtation, whether it be you act on that relationship, whatever, you are 100% responsible for your actions. And so I hated that she kept just trying to deflect and take herself, the responsibility of herself out of it. And it was just like, well, I was, you know, it was very harmless. And I was just, you know, it was very light flirting.
We're just friends. We're just
friends. I thought she knew.
Like, I mean, clearly she and Brooke are no longer friends.
And
if they're not, then they're not now.
Yeah.
Like, after that reunion.
And finally, Captain Sandy intervened. She's like, well, why were you reciprocating?
Like,
oh, thank you.
Which
why?
Is the question we were all like.
We're like waiting to ask Casey this.
Okay. And then her response was, every time you guys fight, it's still there. I can always tell when they've been fighting. So then why do you engage? We're friends. I was under the impression that she knew all along there must be something toxic in their relationship.
And Hannah goes, the toxic thing is you.
Right?
It's like, yes. Yeah.
I was so
She's
glad that...
She's just oblivious.
I was really happy that Hannah called her out on that and really kind of held that mirror up to her because she needed to see that as she wasn't taking responsibility for any part of the relationship. And she needed to see that if you respect Joao as your friend... Even if you don't like Brooke, even if you don't respect Brooke, like, if you claim that you and Joao are that good of friends, you draw the line. You draw the line in the sand and you let it go. And I think, again, it's a big life lesson to learn. It's, like, probably one that we all learn in our 20s. Like, I just am very... I'm glad that she had this moment because I think it was a huge learning moment for her.
If she learns from it.
Well, let's see.
I think she will.
Even until the end of that conversation when it was like, well, has the flirting stopped? And she says, faint. It's faint.
No. I mean, even then, I'm just like,
so
why?
She can't let it go. And I don't believe, or I do believe that if Brooke was removed from the situation or if Brooke and Joao never had a thing, I don't even think that Casey and Joao would have... I don't think Casey would have cared that much.
No.
I think, like you said all along, she liked the attention.
I think Casey would take this relationship to the point where, like... I don't even think that... I think Casey likes to be the dangling carrot. You know what I mean? Like, I think she just likes to be the pretty thing that dangles herself in front of guys that... She makes very clear from the beginning, it's like, nothing's going to happen, but here I am.
I haven't had sex in 8 years, and it's not going to be with you.
Exactly.
She's just kind of a tease.
She 100%. Yeah. 100%. And I think she kind of just, I don't know, I think she showed her backside tonight a little bit. I don't know. I walked away from this reunion. I walked away from the season liking Casey more than I did when I started. And then I walked away from the reunion going, No, I'm good.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
She has a lot to learn.
Oh, she does have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I don't want to see her on the next season.
Oh, yeah. Right? We'll chat about that at the end when we play our Naughty or Yachty Awards of the reunion. So stick around for that. And guys, if you're watching us in live chat right now, make sure that you comment, share with us, what do you think about Casey? What do you think about Joao? What do you think about Brooke? I thought Brooke handled everything really great. She definitely seemed a little blindsided, but
yeah,
that's again why we watch. I hope that they've sort of pulled everything back together. So if you're watching, let us know what you think in the comments. If you are listening to this version on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you give us a little 5-star rating, a little thumbs up, and leave us a comment there as well, because we love to hear from you. You guys are the reason why we do this. Without you, there is no show. So thank you. Thank you. Let's jump into our final little topic of the night, which was Hannah and Conrad.
Oh my
and
God.
Sort of everything that entails, which is a lot. I like that Andy started backwards and worked his way forward. Let's start with that night, that final night.
I thought the same thing that Andy thought. Like, I was kind of shocked that they never did anything intimately the entire time that they were. Obviously, it's difficult in those tiny little bunks and you're sharing rooms. And obviously, I get you don't want to do stuff when cameras are around. Mm-hmm. But
I get it.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
That was a surprising fact, yeah, for sure.
That was surprising. But then again, you know, when Adam said, well, the nights that he stayed in her room, I got the whole, you know, room to myself. Like, their room is as big as a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where is he sleeping? If Brooke's on the bottom and Hannah's on top, where is, like,
I know.
That
I
is too much spooning for me.
I remember when Jamie and Colin were here and I made a comment about the bunks and they said it was big enough for two people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, good to know I stand corrected because I literally was like, I'm very confused on how this is going down.
But obviously all they can really do is spoons, and that's all they did.
Well,
until.
Yeah.
I actually was like, oh, I kind of liked that they hadn't done anything, because then it makes me feel like, oh, it wasn't just a physical relationship.
Yeah, true.
Like Hannah said, that they were just kind of waiting until the end of charter, and that their relationship was only 6 weeks. That's crazy to believe.
I know.
It feels like it was so long, but it really, I guess, maybe is heightened in that situation.
Absolutely. That's what I think is great about this show, is that the actual time that we see on the boat is so condensed and so short, but the drama that we get to see unfolds over months and months and months, which is, it gives us the perception that these guys, it's the same way with like Bachelor in Paradise, all these things, like when these people get engaged, I'm like, it's been 8 days. Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure about this? But they do what they do. So they both say that was their biggest regret, obviously, of the season was sort of that final hookup. But I do love kind of where they ended things. Clear, you know, they seem to be amicable. Mm-hmm. Clearly they're not dating. Although Conrad did say that he did not get to choose the seating order of tonight. He sent a tweet out earlier today saying he did not get to choose the seating, but he did ask.
Yeah.
And he did try.
Funny.
He tries for that seating every time and it just doesn't work out.
Yeah. I appreciate though that they had a good sense of humor about everything, like watching those final moments in the cabin. And I appreciate the way that was, because I'd rather watch that than watch somebody in tears, or I wanted more lightheartedness from the reunion, so that was just a little taste of it.
Yeah.
Like, where we could laugh at it.
I'm glad that they were able to laugh at themselves, for sure. Conrad, Hannah did say that she came into this season not her best, which I know when we interviewed her earlier this year, she kind of alluded to the fact that this was not her strongest season. Do we think that she will come back next season and try to redeem herself?
Yes. She loves this show. She loves being a part of this show. This show is like her life. And also she's such a, I feel like everyone would miss her if she wasn't on Below
Deck Mad. She is Below Deck Mad, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're, like her and Adam, if they left, I don't know how I would feel about it. I could even sacrifice like a Captain Sandy.
Yeah.
But but Adam and Hannah?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like you said, they're staples.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think she'll come back. I think she'll come back. Now, is this the last time we see Conrad?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sandy's not going to have him back.
Yeah, clearly. No, it's true.
And I don't
think. Captain
Change. Right. And I think that Joao would be the bosun if he came back, if Captain Sandy was manning the boat. So yeah. I say, let's get a new captain.
I vote for that too.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I'm ready for a new captain. I think I've had my fill of Captain Sandy. Yeah. Guys, I want to play just a little. I want to change up our special segment tonight. Normally we do our Way Below Deck moment, but obviously, since this is our last show, I feel like we have to kind of wrap it all up with what we call the Naughty or Yachty Awards.
Yay!
So I'm just going to ask you guys. For the last time. That little boat just warms my heart. So I just want to ask you guys a couple of questions. I just want your like first thought. If you're in the live chat, you can play along with us as well. Who do you think was the best dressed tonight?
Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie. Oh, so classic, beautiful. Loved it.
Loved her hair up.
That's why I wanted to see more of her.
I know.
I agree, Jamie.
Oh, you like Jamie. Okay, mm-hmm. See, I liked Hannah's look.
Mm-hmm. She had a great look, too.
She had a nice, like, kind of 60s mm-hmm. part going or whatever, and, like, the... Oh, sorry.
I saw a picture of them both from this episode, and mm-hmm. I thought that together they looked fantastic.
Yeah, I like mm-hmm. a black. I like a black number. Yeah. Who was the worst dressed? Yeah. Say it. Say it, because I was about to say it.
Casey. It was too figure skater, skatery.
It was very pageant queen.
Yeah. You could see the corset. I just wasn't a fan. Too revealing.
I mean, she looked beautiful, but it was a little over the top for a reunion.
Yeah.
100%. A little over the top.
Especially seeing next to Brooke, who had on, like, you know, an appropriate style of dress.
Brooke
maybe
was like
a
vanilla.
Little more. But I would choose the vanilla over the
exorbitant.
For sure.
I don't know what Casey was wearing, but it was not my jam. Yeah. I could deal with never seeing that again.
Also, did you notice Colin's little like pink flower?
Yes, I did.
He looked sharp.
Yeah, I thought he looked great tonight. Yeah. I needed to see more of Colin. Yeah. I thought he looked great. I was a little disappointed in Adam's look. I think he
too casual.
Yeah, super casual.
He's so casual. It's because he lives on a van.
He lives in a van. I know.
I appreciate that he's honest to his own personal style. Yeah. Though.
Agreed. So. Do we see Captain Sandy's boots? The like red snakeskin boots?
I couldn't tell what
gosh.
They were.
Did
yeah,
you see
but
that?
She was looking hip.
She was looking hip like the kids.
Hip.
Like the kids do these days. What was the most awkward moment of this reunion, do you guys think? I know mine. Mm. I'm going to say the Hannah Brooke hug.
Oh, yeah.
It brought everything like, to a screeching halt.
And it came out of nowhere. I feel like she did it a little too early. But she was just so excited because it was a, you know, told you so moment.
It was so awkward and it didn't feel genuine. It felt a little forced. And I was like, wait, what's happening? This is weird.
Yeah. My most awkward moment was when Captain Sandy told Conrad that he will never make it in this business.
Oof, girl.
Yeah.
That was and the awful. Look on his face, like, that was, oh, I wanted to give him a hug. That was intense.
He's the one that needed a hug.
That was
Brooke
a little uncalled
like,
for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't pinpoint a moment, but it was definitely when Casey was speaking about just, like, just trying to divulge all the secrets between her and Joao and just making Brooke uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable watching
that. She had
an
agenda tonight.
Yeah.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did. She came in with an agenda. Yeah. All right, who is back next season? Who do we think will be back for season 4?
Hannah,
Adam,
Colin. I wonder if they'll try to bring Joao back just because he brings so much drama, and he's just.
Well, if they bring Joao, they have to bring Brooke.
I don't think they'll bring Brooke back.
I don't think so
She's
either.
She's a little too quiet. Yeah. I think they're going to bring in another hot chick, two more hot chicks that he can flirt with. Because at the end of the day, he is, like, good to look at being on television. I think they're going to bring Joao back.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, who's out? Who do you want to see out? Who is your, like, top, like, never get on this boat again?
For me, it's Casey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to see Casey anymore. And I'd be happy if we had a new captain. but I don't need a new captain, but I'm fine with it.
I need a new captain. Yeah. I need a new captain. I need a new captain. Yeah. I think I've made it very clear on how I feel about Captain Sandy. Okay, finally, who was the reunion MVP?
Andy Cohen.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes. We're all in agreement.
Andy was the reunion MVP, but he always is.
He's the voice of reason. He does such a good job because he asks all the questions that the audience is wondering.
Yes.
And he just goes for it.
And he presses it. He presses until he gets an answer.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really, that's why he's good at what he does.
Yeah. I liked when he was like, Joao, come back here. You know, and it's like, Joao just comes back. Yeah. He's like, he's pointless.
He does. He does. Andy's our reunion MVP. Well, guys, I think that's it.
That was fun. Thank you for that game.
Yeah, I think that's it for this season. And,
wow. This was such a fun season.
It really was.
It was so fun talking about everyone on the show and talking to you guys about it. Thank you so much for all of your input and being in the live chat and all of your comments. It's so fun to read those every week and just continue the conversation.
It has been. It's been a real joy and a real treat. A real tweet. It's been a real tweet. No, you guys have just made this such a great experience. So hopefully we will see you back next season for season 4.
Yes.
And until then, you can catch us on additional shows probably this fall coming up. Do you guys have any shows that are coming up? Here at AfterBuzz?
I'm going to do a recap of Model Squad on E.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be next week because those episodes are kind of coming out throughout a couple weeks. So
okay,
catch
great.
Me there.
I am still choosing the next show or shows that I might be on. So if you just follow me on social media, you'll be sure to see what I'm on next.
And where can we find both of you guys?
You can find me at 500 Days of Heather on Instagram and at Heather Geisler on Twitter.
And you can find me at Kaylee Stump on Twitter and Instagram and check out my podcast called Sex and Studio City.
And I am Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura Thomas Son. You guys are such rock stars. Thank you so much for this amazing treat. We'll see you guys next season.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.